Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
All right. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, broadcasting all over the world. It's going to be the first broadcast of many that we're going to be doing of these type of events. And our whole concept on this thing, and first of all, I'd like to just reach out to everybody all over the world. I've had listeners calling in and listening and engaging all the way from Iraq. I've had people all the way from the eastern seaboard, southern and western and northern, and even all over the place, students. So the internet literally has made this world very, very, very small. So today's event is called the 2002 Navajo Nation Presidential Candidates Meet and Greet. And the whole idea is that meet and greet, and well, for those that are here, you're going to come out and rather than just sitting down in one area, you walk around and say hello to other people, and that candidate, this candidate, that campaign manager, that staff, those supporters, and the way that things have been done has been different. Where you have a forum and people sit up there and people sit in the audience. And we're going to do something unique here. So, and we're going to continue with this. For all those people, my name is Cal Nez. I want to introduce my family here, Yolanda, my wife, and our two boys. So you know what we're doing here. And Yolanda, can you? She's right there talking to you. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go walk around, or I'm going to identify who I see some of the presidential candidates that are here, and we will introduce everybody. We have 2 hours. So in that 5 o'clock, I hope that each and every one of you that's here, please go out there and ask. Yolanda, right here.
Okay, right here is my wife, Yolanda. So she is a presidential official up there in the Salt Lake City area, working for, has 14 years of experience for the Navajo Nation of Virginia, for the Salt Lake City government. And she's on internationally. We have offered to do the curriculum. So I wanted to be sure. And then these folks, Yolanda.
Okay. We have our two boys, too, here. Earlier, we were kind of like empty nesters. Our own kids, they have all grown up and moved on. And so we're back to being parents. This one is Dylan. Hey, Dylan, yeah. This one is Cody. So I want to just, they'll be walking around and talking and intermingling. And I just want to have my wife just say hello to you out there. And so, yeah, Lana.
Yes, hello, listeners. This is Yolanda Francisco Nev, and we are talking live on air on Facebook, and it's really great to have everyone join us today in Window Rock, Arizona, at this beautiful facility, the Navajo Nation Museum, right here in Window Rock, Arizona. It's been a pleasure to come to Window Rock today to really get to know other people and get to know our Navajo Nation presidential candidates. I hope that today, especially I look around this room and I see a number of women who are here with all age ranges, and it's really a pleasure to have all of you here. I hope you brought some really tough questions for our candidates today, because there are so many decisions that one of these gentlemen are going to make about the future of our people, and I think that it's really important. Hopefully we'll get to hear a bit about where they stand in terms of issues regarding women and also children are things that some of our listeners have been very interested in. As well, we appreciate those who are on air, who are calling in from around the world, tuning in, and have posted some of the questions for our candidates this afternoon. So we look forward to having more and more conversation with you, and we encourage you to continue to get onto Facebook if you're on the air, or if you're here in the audience at the museum, if you would mix and mingle, get to know each other, ask your hard questions for these candidates, because that's why they're here. Thank you very much.
Okay. Welcome, all of those who are on the Internet, wherever you're at. I understand there's going to be many, many different radio shows very much similar to this. So we will get rolling so everybody understands the format of how this is going to go. This is for the audience. This is for the audience. And rather than sitting just in one location, Rob Carn, oh, that's not the whole idea, Mr. Carr. You got to get up, walk around. Here are some of the questions that you have. We have the candidates who have arrived, and the ones I'm going to tell you, I want to just let everybody know here. The invitations have been made to everybody. And having been in the political arena myself for a long time, the candidates and the staff do understand that there are certain events out here that are very, very important to getting people involved. And so, if they miss this opportunity, so this is a good sign. And that's all. Let me So, first of all, I would like to let all the listening audience know that we have President Ben Shelley is here with us, as well as First Lady Martha Shelley. Is that the First Ladies? Lady, could you stand up, please? Today, over here by the auditorium, we have Ben Shelley, President Shelley, and First Lady Mrs. Shelley is over there. So I said, in a bit, I would like for you to come up and say your piece. They're saying, can you guys all hear me? Can you guys all hear me? No? Okay. So this is how we're going to handle this thing, because it's all done through the internet and my phone, so that's how I'm hooked up. All right. So, and then we have Mr. Deswit Tome over there. Deswit Tome, yes. Hey-ho. And that's the current administration and also the I always tease him about this. He says the special. So he's the special advisor, economic advisor to Mr. Shelley. Okay. Then I'm gonna just go around the room to their right. Okay. We're gonna go around clockwise. So we'll start out, and the next on this side is another candidate who has joined us all the way from Litchi, Arizona. Right? Am I right on that, right? Litchi, Arizona. Yes. And that is Mr. Daryl Sosi. And come on up and come on up and say hi, and of course I want everybody to, I hope that everybody brought their partners and or spouse and family, because this is about getting to know each other like that.
My name is Charlotte.
And of course, Charlotte Thirsty. So this is Mr. Dale Thirsty. We'll give you some time, so be ready to... We'll give you some impromptu questions here, and we'll be ready to roll. All right. And to my back, I want to also thank the Navajo Nation Museum Department. This gentleman right here, who's got he doesn't have the wrong football team that he's supporting. He's, you know, this guy's a New England Patriots guy. So he's been very helpful, very impressed with what he's done. Said, all right, and let's see who's hiding behind the pole. Anybody out there? No? Okay. All right. The next candidate that's to my right over here, I see some people that have come all the way from Salt Lake City, Utah, I would assume. Yeah, Taylor Rodden, he's sitting on my... for all those listening audience, we have about 10,000 people here at the Navajo Nation Museum. Listen to them. These are the hardcore, the people that really, really care about the Navajo Nation, where we're going with this thing. And it's not just about, hey, we're just going to get together and, have a little rally over there. So... Welcome, Michelle Lerman. I think we are now up to 10,001. That's just another one walked in. All right. And to right there in front of us, in front of me, is another Navajo Nation presidential candidate. It's Mr. Donald Benally from Shiprock. He's another candidate. Okay. I mean, just courtesy doesn't mean that, you know, it's just courtesy. Okay, I missed somebody over here to my right. Welcome, Mr. Donald Benally. And I missed this person to the right. And right under the gift shop sign over here to my left and to your right is Mr. Christus Cheatney. And I believe he is coming in from... Okay, there's another candidate from Litchi. Well, okay, what's over in Litchi that's generating all these candidates? So now we have also here our correspondent that I've been waiting for. It's going to be roaming the audience here. And her name is, for those that don't know who she is, she's been on my radio show from the very beginning. She's been supporting. She's a businesswoman. And her Facebook blog is called Molly Shabala's Notebook. I had a little brain hiccup there. And this is Molly Shabala right here. So be ready. And she's going to be out there with her mic and probably introducing people or introducing, asking questions. And we'll try to, we will be live on the show. And over here to the right of the front entrance door, and scheduled here to be with us in about 45 minutes is Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. Of course, everybody, courtesy, hand clapping, welcome, thank you very much. Now, there's certain concepts of what we've been doing. For all those that have been here with us, please understand that this is a continuation of a concept. Nearly 3 shows ago, the Navajo Nation president race with Yay, the Echaitoban Sea Case, because it goes back, we are Navajo people. We have a government. If we really believe in being a sovereign nation, then we ought to act like that we are sovereign. And everything that we're doing here ought to be that. And the method and the new means of how we conduct our government and our selection. 2 shows ago, I want you to know that we were honored by Jennifer Burnett Dial. She is a descendant of Chief Joseph. And I'm going to tell you, from now until November and all of the rest of the election, this is the thing that I'm going to be here to remind you. And there's others out there, the elderly. Navajo Nation culture. We have forgotten, and this is not really the message and the means of how that we do the mainstream political selection. I will quote Jennifer Burnett Dial, who is, like I said, she's the descendant of Manuel Lito. And she said that Manuel Lito was selected. He knew that there was some preordination that was there. That he believed that through prophecy, through special means, and the whole community, especially the elderly women, came forward and said, there is an atanidilish, it's an atanidilish. But no, it's a whole theater, and that's how he started. Now, we fast forward, and for all the listeners out there, I've said this many, many times, and that is that the direction that we're going to continue to go? Or we're going to really believe in what we call the the Navajo Nation sovereignty? That we are really going to honor that? Or are we just going to play along and become another mainstream? Okay? These are some of the things that we've been doing. So the whole concept here is for all of us to be reminded of our culture. My grandfather, all along, I have never forgotten the Navajo Nation. I believe like I've been a part of the process, whether I'm out there or here. It's a matter of thought. So while we're here, I'm also calling upon all of the people out there in the internet world who are listening from all over the world. Thank you for listening in and always caring, and thank you for all those people who've been here. So, having said that, I will then turn some time over to another speaker that is going to continue the thought that he started the other day, and that is Phil Bullhouse. Come on up and you will identify yourself and just go about what you need to do. And
Agoshine Yate. D.A.R. Filmer Blue House. Hey, what's up? She's a shout out. Then. Can you cheat me? Good Sunday. Then you get 8 hours without a don't answer. But no, I'm your precious team. I don't get that area. She check you 8 cents. You can't get that. I don't see another look at the net or say. Let's have a thought. I need 8 hours without. Kevin Steele got cut this thing on a touch and a half. Dear Grandpa, Yati Lingate Ani Yego. Halit Ao, Quaget, not Ani, now how to live. Hat Ila Ol, Ye not Ani. Jobin, I did kid, so the Hat Ila Ol, Ye, it Ao, it Quare Old Zengo. Whatever, eh, not Ani, it Len. Jona Wade, Nipit Ate, it Ego, she Ate, the LT. Dine ako ta elte nungo bayat ki sin benaz ti sorzin binaz ti kanne aas kanne bil khadat eh kare shi oho yen ne akhat ten aad da kore ne hote shieto na hote shiet gul yege asi te ne hote kizo na hote kishat nege aro sat sasa kre aad na kone zan da bakatsi khasi kre na zan bakatsi Ovet ego inan hit el ya. Oko no lede. Na ke nahan ne hatal kako. Ovet ego in not ani na hot le. Not ani et lege. Ovet ego si e ya. Ovet ego si e ya te kwa ege. Not ani. At ila aspadi ne. Hazoba to the case in the legal. Either this day is with Diego. Touch the aqua, holy yeah. This day is with Yagi, Nipit Ate had ya. There's Ani the Habit eh. As whenever Habit Abbey, Habit Beach, Nil ya. Ilagana and Nika, Constitution, Nigo, ya, yes, kiss that. Nishijigo AP corner, Tahantil, yeah. This is the legal con. A Tazda Ahna Lego. Quitazan go Hatish AP Hadat, Hatish AP Salah. Quit all its sin, but that it, citizen, but that it, quit ego Hatil, yeah. A quick with thousand go, yeah, go with thousand go. Joy Anika. Kajda ah do le. So he asked for it, ne? At this is Kajda ah. This says, well, ye, na, be that hot, What up there? What you has your go? Oko not ah, be legal, whatever, eh, be na, ne, je. Kajda ah, go. Cause bahas and go. Hogin, be yin, that art, eh, with bahas and go. Ah, don't lay the be yet the nas lagi. That is it, the whole long. Your great zeal, the Hadat eh. God is it zeal, the Chilat zeal, passionate zeal. And the Ayah, there's a class A zeal. Add on the Ayah, there's not a death. You're the class A, there's zeal, that the ego, what ego in as la. The yin, the whole long, there has only yego, the Hadat eh. Najent ago, not ani will yagi, a quick with a husband. Oka big a corner, a knee. Now see, Lenik a table gana keko, ho grass. Yat a knee hat near go con yat a knee, sir. Ero tago et otness. Credi ba rat nota. At ago eban sarkis go conic at nani ka. A de Washington, that there has only been natural corn, honey, ya. He get on the house, or let me get out of the gunner, ni kagis sa kagi hot ago ite o kasole ni hiski ni kaka kombe ni eh ako ako asish ni palit ago lehla da ash ayat ani ira pehz ani hatil yage pehz ani na hanil yage tisheish bil hatil yage sin bil hatatat ege ta otjige Tuzah hati si, ita otjin lenigi hati si, na at ani atas ay, o ohayu bishatat eh, katat din na bishatat eh, katat din ang ani tadal diego kondo as anta at o ohayu, ganes tin bit na as lago pati is tin yanahitit na ako, kut ego ipi itat eh, oko okui kut ahazin go, Ligana Anita, you have to understand the nature of the function of leadership at that level. And in that sense, when we talk about things of the nature of our sacred mountain bundle, the contents they're in, we are speaking about things that come from the from within our bodies, from within our cell structure, from within, from the sacred, the knowledge that is there, the knowledge that is shared, the knowledge for healing, the knowledge for progress, the knowledge for moving ahead, and the knowledge for unity. Now when we step back and we look from the place where the fire burns in the Hogan and the smoke goes into the heavens, we see from that place, I feel personally that there are things that are relevant to our situation here and now in this contemporary age, that we can utilize that knowledge and that information of our original laws, the lex non script, the unwritten law of our people. Instead, we utilize the blue books. Now, the first look is the no, that has on the Paka, Edebe or Nish. Asha on Neo, Akunda Quagget, the Hundil, Yeh, with Yeg, Quasa Lag, the Hadat Eg, with thousands and go. Aji ani not ani star less a quick. What are upon such case? Oh, this is afforded to you. I'm providing this as a consideration. Do you truly believe that our cultural and traditional knowledge and information systems, our data, all those things that exist at that level of awareness and consciousness, are we truly going to utilize that to advance our people? Or are we going to continue following the steps of the greater society? There seems to be the use of law where there is oppression, where there is discrimination, where there is negating or sidelining things that are of culture and our tradition. What the Alban says, kiss. Whatever is the law, when are we going to use our cultural and traditional data and our cultural and traditional knowledge to move ahead, to advance? I say this because for the past 20 years working in tribal government off and on, I always see proposals being written for financial gain, for gaining money to utilize here on the reservation. I keep hearing over and over, we are 65% unemployed. I say that we have 65% individuals who can be trained, who can go to work, using our cultural and traditional advancement. So this is something that I think as a proposal to consider, I think we need to really strongly address this area. And I think that when you look back at the government as we see it now, at the federal level, Republicans and Democrats, no.
All right, there you have it. Mr. Phil Newhouse, Carolina, Ocean, Dajo, Huroin, Janago, Ninjahinzi, Carolina, and the Schmido, Lake, Arden, High School, Craig. Come on, I'm going to die this kid. What do we do? No. Well, a meet and greet. A to hut of Nehoto, the Kata, Craig. Come on, a candidate. I encourage candidates to walk up to each other, walk around and say, hi, Joe Kong, there's some potential people that we can, if you sway them. All of you people, go out there. Joe Kong, you know, usually what happens is that one little back behind the scene, down the right here is the opportunity for Navajo people, for you audience out there, to talk to the candidates because they are right here. And another person that has just joined us, and another Navajo Nation presidential candidate who has just joined us, is Mr. Edison Wanika. Yeah, there you go. And so I appreciate it, and I hope that Myron McLaughlin is not here, Russell Begay is not here, Chiriyazi is not here, and Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. is not here, but on his way, and they said about 4 o'clock. So I do appreciate everything for being here. For all those who have just joined us on the internet, we have President Ben Shelley, First Lady Martha Shelley. We have Dr. Joe Shirley Jr., who's not here yet, but their camp is here. And also we have Donald Benally, candidate from Shiprock. We have Dale Sosi is here with us. This, all the candidates, if I was brought in this type of a forum, I'd go walk around and say hi to everybody. Here's an opportunity for you guys to capture and, you know, say, you know, this is the idea. Saving the other right here, ladies and gentlemen. And so, also, we have Mr. Edison Wanika is here with us. And also, we have Chris Pescini over there. Jaquanda, you know, people who are going to lead us for the next 4 years. The opportunity is here. If you have any critical questions, ask them. So I will turn the time over for about 5 minutes to Molly Shabala, and she is going to find somebody, and she'll walk up to you and do an interview. So as she's going and getting her first guest, a cold corner, you know, I see that batch is kind of just stuck over there. That batch is over there. Mr. Dale Sosi, very nice. He's walking around, greeting everybody. So that's very, very awesome. So at this time, I'm going to turn the time over to Molly Shabala, and she has one of the candidates with her.
Marley. Marty.
Okay. All right. Let me, Marley, we can't hear you on air. So, Mr. Benali and Marley, could you please come up here and we'll just do the impromptu discussion. And all you candidates, they're both going to be in Navajo and also in English. And also we're going to be interviewing the First Ladies. And so please know that. So be ready. And when we call up, it looks like we're going to have everybody come on up. So here is Marley.
And I'm standing here with the of our listeners. Many of our listeners can understand that some of the history of Navajo, one of them was, you know, you played very prominently in was the political dispute between then Chairman Peter McDonnell and the council. And at that time, there was a very, well, two of Mr. McDonnell's supporters died in a very violent confrontation with the Navajo Nation police. And police officers were attacked physically by some of these followers. And at that time, they were the people, or well, the media asked Mr. McDonnell if he would please tell the people, you know, not to become so physical, to calm down. And but you were very much there in support of Mr. McDonnell. So I'd like to, well, this is just some background to let people know about a little bit of your history, because those are qualifications and these are questions that have been, well, they're questions dealing with ethics and morals and loyalty to the Navajo Nation. Well, you know, that's the Navajo people. So how are you going to be able to say you're qualified when you are part of that?
That's it. I've always considered myself a political prisoner, a U.S. political prisoner, like my grandmother. 140 years ago, my grandmother spent 40 years saying, where's the horse? If your horse is gone, when I'm not able to follow the sun of the magazine, go and go on. Magic kiss. As far as qualifications are concerned, we have laws. In the United States, we have laws. I got the ethics clearance. Cover your question. That is the Navajo law.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it. That's Mr. Donald Benali. So there's a question from Ms. Marley Shabala. And the next person that I'm going to bring up here, and I already waved to him, so apparently he doesn't understand sign language, and that is Mr. Christus Chidi. And Okay, as he's coming up, just for all you listeners out there, we are broadcasting live from the Navajo Nation Museum here in Window Rock, Arizona. And right now we have about 200,000 Navajos all over the place. So I want to hear the audience cheering now. Come on. This is my 200,000 audience. There you go. So very much thank you. And
Her name is Sean. I have two little ones who are 5 and 7. I'm a veteran, 10 years, United States Marines. I want to give a shout out to all the veterans out there in Indian country and throughout the world who are members of the Navajo Nation. I'm very proud of you, commend you on your service, and I want you to keep up the good work. Otto, I'm an attorney. And I work for Indian tribes all over the country and helping them with their development on resources, water, government development, reform, auto business. So all these areas, and what I have done is ensure and help them develop not only their codes, but also restructure their governments in a way that helps them become more efficient in the service of their people. Otto, I'm an engineer, so I understand the technology when it comes to engineering, when it comes to the technologies with our renewable energy systems, Otto, the complexities in design and building of infrastructure. Otto, I'm a former state representative, served in the Arizona House of Representatives in 2008 and 2010. In that house, I was a member of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Otto, I was a member of the effort for the Native American Caucus down in Phoenix. We organized that to help educate the state of Arizona with respect to tribes. Major legislation that we passed for the benefit of the Navajo Nation was the issue regarding voting registration. So when I ran, there was a Blagana from Flagstaff that tried to push Navajos out of the election process by saying, if you have a P.O. box, you are not able to sign a petition to select your own representative. Senator Hale and I, we changed that. We made it a law for that today, starting in 2010, 2012, and auto to this.
Veto the funding for the women's shelter.
Women's shelter is a different story to it. The women's shelter is going to be built on the reservation. Molly, let me tell you up front. I follow the laws. when you seen me win the presidential election, I held my hand up and I said, I will uphold the tribal code. I will uphold the fundamental law. I will uphold the federal policy. Today, people that are asking for money and different things, they're breaking the law, and these are the reasons why vetoes does happen. For the women's shelter, it's going to be built on the reservation, and they also want general fund, the Navajo general fund. If you're using general fund of the Navajo Nation and you have a planned operation, by golly, you have to follow the tribal law. You don't try to get try to do a run a separate business on your own. You can't do that on reservation. These are the reasons why some of these things are not happening. Should we went to the person that's trying to run this and says, this is the law. She doesn't understand the law. So she continues to send out word out there, hurting the parents and children that needs to have a home, and this is how far we're at, and you're getting involved with them. You know, and I know, you've been around the reservation to know anything happening on tribal land, tribal money, they have to follow tribal law. They can't ignore that. They're bad with that. And that, I mean, that's the thing for the people out there. People say no to a lot of things, but no, figure out, research the facts, and know the facts before you say no. If you do insist on saying no, give me an answer. Give the leadership an answer, so which way can we go? Thank you.
Oh, so that means you can have public hearings without police? Seriously, I mean, that...
You're trying to win another award on there, man. Every time I say something, you get a trophy. Molly? All right. What was the answer? What was the question?
So you support public hearings without tribal police?
Well, we support public safety. Matter of fact, I support Navajo police. There's very few of them, but we criticize them like they do the president.
Okay.
They're doing the best they can, but yet very few. 250 Navajo police. Gallup has 300 police officers. Look how big your nation is, Marlene. It's big.
Might have something to do with the division director who has a restraining order.
I don't know about the restraining order. There is none. Molly, you're trying to win another trophy.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Go on, Itanaozi. President Ben Shelley and First Lady, I appreciate you being here. Okay, and this is Cal Nez, and you're broadcasting from the Navajo Nation Museum, Politics on the Navajo Nation. And we're broadcasting live, and we kind of went off air a little bit there for a while, and apologize for all the listeners out there. Our phone got disconnected a little bit for some reason. And we are here at the meet and greet. That's exactly what it is. Everybody needs to know each other. Donald and Nali is doing pretty good. He's walking around, shaking hands. We have Chris Tashini was over on this side. Now he's over there. That's the whole idea of what it means to meet and greet. Chapter House. This is what I've seen. This is how we've done it. And I think that's the direction that we're going. Ladies and gentlemen, meet and greet. Marley, why don't you bring up your next guest here? And we would like to ask, and Shinanta, Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. is here with us. So, we will do, remember, like I said, we're going to be doing impromptu questions. And please, just one way or another, just say your questions, either all in English or Navajo, but please don't repeat, because I expect everybody to understand Navajo. Okay. Here we go. Mani Shabala.
Oh, Deontay, And I will address you as President Joe Shirley. I think that that is something that we do to respect our tribal leaders. And you served two terms and had to wait out one term, and now you are running again. And during your first term, there were, when you first came in, there was, well, this is something that you had brought up regarding the ethics charges that had been filed against some of the council delegates and even against President Shelley, Vice President Rex V. Jim. Those were dismissed, and they are paying restitution. And then the issue regarding the speaker and the council, that was long drawn out. But I don't know if our listeners remember that when you came into your first term, you and your Vice President, Frank Daish, also faced ethics charges, and those were dealing with nepotism. But a loophole was found, and you, like President Shelley and Vice President Rex V. Jim, were allowed to make an apology, and that was it. So with that hanging over your head, what can you say to the people about your ethics and morals and what they're going to see from you when you run again?
That's it. Just three seasons ago, I feel scared and ill. That's the scene that I told you, 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 that's the scene that I told you. I don't know about this. I don't know if you are a child. I don't know.
Thank you very much for the answer. And then also during your two terms that you were in office, there was the issues regarding working relationship that you had with your vice president, which was Ben Shelley at the time. And it came to a point where after the council attempted to remove you, when they did, and the Supreme Court ruled against them, but there was a lot of friction between you and your vice president, Shelley, and also between you and Vice President Daish. So what can you tell the people about your working relationship with the individuals that you will be working with? Because that has a lot to do with the management of the executive office, which oversees all of these direct services for the people. And then one issue that is currently in front of the council and in front of the Navajo people deals with the trust of the people in their leadership with the regarding their funds, their money. And the issue also goes back to how their funds are spent. And a lot of funds, of the people's funds, are spent on new furniture every time a new administration comes in, or sometimes vehicles and a lot of travel, and yet the people don't even know where the president is sometimes. And so I'm going to ask you, during the when you were leaving the office, there had been a practice of allowing the outgoing president and the speaker, and when you were going out, it was even extended to your chief of staff, Patrick Sandoval, which would have allowed you, all three of you, to take the tribal vehicles at a reduced cost, what one would call a fire sale, and even all of the furnishings in your house. And so when you were told that that was illegal during the Budget and Finance Committee meeting, you pleaded to be allowed to take that property. Could you explain why you felt so strongly about taking the people's property, even though it was illegal, and how do you feel about it now? Thank
you, Shirley. So I appreciate you being here. And First Lady, I wanted to say hello to her and former First Lady, Vicki Shirley. Have her come on up and a greet. And all of those people, please understand that we are broadcasting live all over the world. And right here in this audience, we're cut it at the 300,000. All you people that are here, thank you very, very much. So, just a quick word to say hello, and I just got just one quick question after that. Oyate Kini. All right. So we're trying to give equal time to every all candidate. So now I gave the opportunity. So thank you very much. I won't ask that question. So we'll go to another segment. And Lana. So thank you very much. And so Okay. I would like to ask the next candidate to come on up, and that is Mr. Dale Schulte. Do you see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? We have about, what? That's a 400,000. So all of you people out there rallying, and you're missing a great opportunity. You're listening to Politics on Navajo Nation. My name is Cal Nez, and this is broadcast all over the world. And today's event is about a meet and greet. The presentation, meet. These are candidates that are here. I'm seeing, President Shelley right there. See? He's been standing there with, I don't see anybody walking up to him. How many of you going to go out there and ask questions? Keep in mind that, you know, we got to do this thing different. If you have a question, it's right there. I also have another candidate over here, Chris Tashini, but thank goodness he's the guy that's walking around and saying hello to everybody. I don't call him the president, and this is what I want to hear. This is Edison Winika. You'll be next after that, and we have about 45 minutes left to go in the broadcast, and we need to close up. And what other candidate is here? So, just very quickly, I'm going to select an audience right here. And what's your name?
Sandra.
And where are you from?
Say Benito.
And what's bringing you here?
We just came by, we were driving by and came over.
And so I assume you're a Facebooker, or you get it on the one of the local show.
No.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Hey, no, I'm just sleeping here.
All right. So thank you. Mr. Patrick Sandoval. Some of the people that, you know, let's see. Oh, I wanted to just also make mention. This is something very personal and very awesome, very special to me. And that is that when I was growing up, radio KGHK and
We used to listen. And I just want to be able to remind a share la corner, Shomakron Kenya Luva Tahozi. I used to remember, and you bring a lot of memories back to me when I was a young child, and my grandmother said, "Hey, there's la Luva Tahozi with Leon Jada Hadnessa. Njonga Gosani, yes, you know, so, you know what? Every time I see her, it's been absolutely, it just brings back my. She says, "We got to get back. Luba Tahozi is coming online." So thank you very much. And right now, you know, the politics on the Navajo Nation, and there's callers that are lined up right now, I can see. But thank you very much for being on calling, but we are not going to take any online telephone calls. And remember, this radio show is being broadcast on the internet, and it goes all over the world. And you guys, if you want to go back later and listen to the broadcast, you can actually do that. Okay, it's archived, and all the previous show. And here with us today is President Ben Shelley, First Lady Martha Shelley. We have former President Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. and former First Lady Vicky Shirley. We have Edison Winika, one of the candidates. We have Dale Tosi is here with us also. We have, Donald Benali is here. And Hayda Sobeshina. So, I'm going to turn the time over right now, and meet and greet, ladies and gentlemen. Meet and greet means walk around, shake hands, introduce yourself, ask questions, and, you know, if you have any questions, this is your opportunity. They're here. And the people that were all invited, Donald Benali, Russell Begay, Chili Ozzy, Myron McLaughlin. Apparently, the priority system is a little whacked out. I'll tell you that. Because it's going to be on the internet, and we're going to continue to broadcast this thing, and we're going to continue to do this. This radio station is not going anywhere, and we're going to change the complexion of how politics is being done on the Navajo Nation. So please keep that in mind. And Marley Shabala just ran away. I have no idea where she went. Marley? Oh, she's taking pictures over there. Wow, we're taking a picture of, there is Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. and also Donald Benali taking pictures together, and lots of flashes going on over there. Our next interview is going to be Marlene. Here you go.
Okay, we have presidential candidate here, Dale E. Tosi, and he is originally from Ceylani, and he was a president of the Page Unified School Board for 6 of the 9 years that he was serving on the board. So I'd like to ask you about some questions regarding students.
Okay.
There's a lot of issues regarding student loans, and is there anything that you would be able to do as the president to assist the students and their loans?
Scholarship at the Nazis, I could let all years children back. Has it all, Ida's talk, has it all, teach the Nabata and the Stata Pace or the Nigon the Cree. In a sort of or not a hack or in fashion. Out of court on the Cree. Chief innocent to Ega did in the action. Said that what he cricket said that a lock of base or said on the action at the kindergarten or third grade. That way said that a lock of base or by hand on this. How am I the age of yeg of base or chipil? Eight on you could not say that a lock on the action of papa and sing it as easy game. Aro yeg or take or stuck yeg or stuck or lay not to that out on them. Try on the office it all done. This is a big. Ako the city art and the shit fashion the action and cleaning. Are they a mother or then or cleaning the action? Halet our body stitch to the sin. She would argue that the action yego at the zero to have the chase or speed or type cut with the stitch. They are the Ako art harming his aunt or Katagon and Thai basal so that you're seeing the heat speed or little that one. That's peace.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Yeah, I think this is Politics on the Napa Nation. This is Cal Nez. We're broadcasting live on the internet, and we have about 10,000 listeners on the internet. And for all you listeners out there, we are not going to have any really calls that we're going to be taking. So it's all going to be live. And all the, you're welcome to, Mr. Week, Mr. Kanali, just real quickly, this is my pet peeve always. It's a real pet peeve, I want you to know. I've been a businessman of 27 years, and you've seen a lot of my work all over the Navajo Nation and across the country. Graphic design, and if you want the Navajo Nation to be a pretty sight, you know what, come and give me a buzz. So, and I'm an advocate of a business. I advocate business. I want everybody to get into business. Patrick, business, it's your brother, candidates, business. I would advocate all of you to change your mind. All of you presidential candidates, I call upon you today to quit trying to hit a home run investing in one large corporation. Start investing in the grassroots. Start investing in the individual. Start investing. You talk about resources. Land, oil, air, sun. You know what? You forget to mention one of the biggest resources are the people. The people, the Navajo Nation, Father, do you know this? Once you get into office, I expect for you to go out there and to embellish how you're going to loosen up some of the rules and regulations. We're calling ourselves a sovereign government. But I tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen,
It's not a sovereign government if you're going out there and using federal government regulations to approve loans. We can establish our own loan. Whatever it is, even in increments, $10,000 loans. There's a huge corporation, a big giant called RPDO. There's a big, huge organization out there, business, to the tune of having a budget of about $4 million to $5 million a year. And last year, I interviewed them, and they said they only did, two businesses. So in other words, if the budget is $4 million, then that basically means that each of those businesses, the Navajo Nation, invested $2 million. Why not take that $2 million and split it up in the increments of $10,000 to $15,000 and start giving loans to the Navajo people? And I will be a pet peeve. So, I see Eastern Sunday Washington, Donald Benally. How are you going to address that? 5 minutes.
Well, for one thing, is that our plan, is to enforce the Navajo preference for real. For years, the Navajo preference policy in the hiring and the business, at the age, it's just been sitting and not being enforced. So we have a 12-step business certification steps. Those steps right now discriminate against getting these Navajos into business. Absolutely. Because how do we know? We have, for years, the Navajo government has been giving millions of dollars to these big white these companies. It's very easy for them to start a business and to get help and to get a loan or to get any startup funds for their business. If the Navajo business wants to start a business on the reservation, this policy totally discriminates against them. Okay, we require the 12 steps from these Navajo individuals. For the Ghana, there's nothing. We waive those policies. Not only waive the policy, we give them millions of dollars. And what did they do? These businesses, we have 4 or 5 business ventures that has failed. We've lost millions of dollars. We could have created millions of Navajo business people across the Navajo Nation, which would fill our economy for the Navajo Nation.
There you go. And that's what we want to hear. President Shelley. Also, Cestacini. Santos. We're getting to you, Edison.
Let's try to go
first. Mr. Larica. Same question. Same question. And we'll give you 3 minutes. No, 5.
The question is Navajo business, all Navajo preference. Navajo business of my first year as president. I got the business people in here, all of them. $127 million comes to the reservation, only 20 is used by Navajo. Well, while I couldn't get the Navajo business to pay attention, but I got them riled up with that. My next directive was to then to organize. Because Navajo business can do anything they want on this reservation. There's only one law, Business Opportunity Act, yeah? That could be amended to make it stronger for Navajo business to get into business. 3 meetings, now I don't hear about it anymore. Now we're hearing it again about Navajo business. Navajo business people, you need to wake up there. You need to come together. And you need to organize. Navajo preference, We have a lot of problem with that. We can say Navajo preference, but we also need to be a qualified businessman to be enforcing Navajo preference. The net out of the Navajo preference for Chinito is because there's a lot of liability that goes along with it. The hotel, when the hotel, so these are the things, and I don't think you want your house to be built the wrong way. You want a certified carpenter, contractor. So we're into training on that, business people. We're training people to learn how to be a professional in different things. I didn't know she said this. Cal? I didn't know this. You know that.
All right, Shananta, there you go. So, you know what? Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. Because this show is going to be archived and it's going to be on record. So when you're in the office and anything changes, you know what? We'll be playing it over and over again. And I'll be there on the first front line as a businessman. So, Shananta, okay. Just real quick, just
Hello again. This is Chris DeShini. So the question is about small business development. Really simple. In addition to all the things that we've heard, fundamentally it's got to be back to the land. If we have to compete with the old land issue, businesses find it hard to come to the Navajo Nation because of the whole challenge with permitting.
So we have to secure land. Second thing, once you address that, you have to look at financial investment. One of the ideas that I've heard and I support is an idea of creating a Navajo Nation bank that takes revenues
that we already give to other businesses
and put it back that we can borrow against for ourselves. We can establish the regulations on how that financing will be established.
There's a truth to the Preference Act, there's a truth to the Business Act, there's a truth to all those, but each of those need to be revamped. And what a question that I have is, we have a $1.2 billion asset sitting and growing, and yet we don't utilize it to fund infrastructure development, business reformation, as well as supporting our investment. Rather than having that money go up and down with the Wall Street projections, I'd rather have $200 to $300 million used and going to work with us on the Navajo Nation. So that's an issue that needs to be addressed, and I know the experts are out there telling me otherwise, but it's a revenue source that we have. The last thing is, as long as we have a clear path on our land, our business investment and capital, and we address the workforce development with the regulatory considerations and legal things, I think we progress to a small business environment that will help develop jobs, bring back our people who are experts outside the nation to become proficient business owners on the nation. So those are some of my initial thoughts on that. Thank you.
All right. And we have about, literally, about 25 minutes. And I thought, Dr. Joe Shirley, Jr., I'm going to ask, I'm not going to repeat questions, you guys, okay? So be aware, I'm just going to get this on the spot to see how much you guys are all listening to us. When this is not without any, no disrespect. But I can't let you enter. Okay. So, economic development.
So, yeah, this is a little account. I couldn't
Thank you very much, Dr. Toad Shirley Jr. on economic development. So, ladies and gentlemen, please note that economic development is the biggest thing that's going to change. I guarantee you, you mark my word, in 10 years, if all of you candidates out there, if you've ever operated a business and know what it means to go out there and pay your own taxes, to pay your own rent, to buy your own inventory, to out of your very own pocket, to put money in and to invest and to make it happen. You know what? That puts a whole different perspective on how business is being conducted. And especially, you know what? I'll tell you one thing. I know people all the way from Washington, D.C. My spouse has worked with, is working 14 years experience in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, and working internationally. I know, and we have talked to numerous politicians and candidates, governors, mayors, and so forth. And their thing is this, is that we will, even though it's a government, we will treat this government as a business, and we know how to get money from this area to that area. Okay? And you can't do that if you don't have business experience and operate your own business. How can you go out there and say you're going to do economic development when you don't have the experience to do so? So be thinking about that. And I will continue to call on that. And I'll guarantee you, this radio station is not going anywhere. We'll be here 40 years from now. Marty Shabala.
Once again, thank you to all our listeners for tuning in, for everyone that come here. And we'd like to speak with presidential candidate Edison Winika. And he's been serving as the director for the Navajo Nation Election Office. And he is a resident. He's been a resident of Oak Springs for the past 37 years. That's where his wife is from. And one of the issues that is before us and that we've been discussing is the qualifications for our elected officials. It's there seems to be a very it lacks the amount of definitions regarding the way that we as Diné people selected our Navajo leaders. It wasn't a popularity contest where we had somebody stand up and say, you know, I'm going to do this for you, vote for me, and I'll give you this. The community knew who was in their community as a leader. They came together and they talked and they questioned these people that they wanted to be as their leader. And the leadership also was very humble in how they conducted themselves. And these are stories that are handed down by our elders, by our even our teachers at Diné College. And so these are questions that are out there among the people. And Mr. Edison Winika is in a position right now where he sat in the election office and he understands qualifications. So I want to ask him about those qualifications and whether or not he thinks they need to be improved or what. Are they good? Are they all right?
I guess as far as the qualification goes, how good they are, if their qualifications can help us to put good leaders in the office. I don't think it's the qualification. I don't care how much we change the qualification. It's the person that's running for office. Are they truly going to become a leader for the people or for themselves? That's always going to be a question. But in reference to changing the qualification, I think we need to listen to our elders more in reference to what is needed. The leadership that was put in place prior to getting all these qualifications in place, I think was mainly in reference to the individual being anointed that responsibility. And based on that anointment, they took care of the responsibilities. And they were true to the responsibilities that they were given. I think as long as we're true to what responsibilities that we are given, we will do what we can for changing the problems that we're having here in the Navajo Nation for the betterment of the nation.
The second question I have for you, Mr. Wanika, deals with small business. Out in Clagato, the one of their buildings, the Head Start building, was condemned because of mold or mildew. And the Head Start building was also condemned out in wide ruins. So these are little children that were actually sitting in a room that was full of mold. And you're probably familiar, since you live in, since you work in Window Rock, that two of the tribal buildings were also shut down because of mold. And they continue to be shut down. It's been for, 2 years now? And the tribal employees are scattered all over the place. And in Clagato, they have one trading post. And they have to go to Ganado to have their laundry done. These are basic needs of people that are people that are out there. They don't have the availability of having washers and dryers in their homes. So what can you say to these people that don't even that lack the basic necessities of being able to go to a store that doesn't have high prices and be able to have a laundromat in every community, because there's children and families across the reservation?
Judy Koro, Dean Nardish Kirige, Dean Nanish Liv, Nanish Pitlahat Ango, Achita, Dede, Nakachin, the Oskaida, Ovatabada, Batata, the Skar, Aron, the Dini, Kiniki, that Ovatata, the Skar. But you see, Halon, he didn't know. I go, Tito, Seda, or Lita, Pajo, Benetta, or Nesha, Ovatas. Ako naka is Latino and the media is bikin na idea naka ako yung katara bichin na ho ti kalle ho e peso ni hili e gita e sato pe na asli ako ti kun na e chuda yosh enige sato yung ka esklao sato peso ni gita
Thank you very much, Mr. Monica. Mm-hmm. And we are going to do an interview with do we have any other presidential candidates here in the room?
Yeah, anybody who you missed, again, this is Cal Ness and Juan Shabala. We've got a lot of the presidential candidates are here with us. Otto, I just looked on the internet, and we're up over 10,000 listeners from all over the world. So, Jonia, and all of you, yeah, this is the next time I'm going to get to council delegates. Hi, council, yeah, they eat you. Okay, come on up. And we only, unfortunately, have 10 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes. We're going to just crunch this. So only about a minute question. We haven't asked the question, sir.
Okay.
Would you? No, we go way back. They come money. No, Shaki. Not I come money. Nice. Better come money. Long. So, all right. I appreciate it. Any other candidates? Jonathan Perry, I guess they said he's going to be here. Jonathan Perry, come on up. Jonathan Perry. Jonathan Perry. Fela Odi, yeah. Hey, London. Council, wow, look at these guys. Did you put on? Oh, these plays, huh? Nice, yeah. Right, so we only have a few minutes left. So real quick questions, 1 minute answers, just go for it, okay? We're going to go right down the pipe, and so please, a quick question, Marty.
Okay, one of the questions that I have is information that for the public. I'm a news reporter, and it is just ridiculous because I can't get documents given to me. I get questioned about what I'm going to do with them, even though that those documents were discussed at a public meeting. I'm told to wait, but the people have a right to know what their government is doing. And I was even told and escorted off the council floor by this gentleman. He had a police officer escort me off the floor because I was trying to ask Catherine Benally a question. So the people want to know what you're going to do to make sure that they get as much information about what you're doing with their money, with their buildings, with their equipment, and during their meetings. So do this quickly.
I would propose something that, like this, very similar to what they do when they work. Okay, Wilbur Nelson and Chet Tiani, so much in the business scene, are running for the nomination council from Shiprock. Chapter. What I would propose is something that they do when they pass legislation is they do a comment period and put it on the internet. I think everything that they've discussed, everything that should be before the people and the vote, that they all need to go on the internet so that we can truly practice the issue of transparency.
Hello.
아니 아도 내비키 역시 에베 바운 순도 아드는 노키니 시케즈는 키니 이게 작게 임시킨 에코 바인 카움 아 그게 개대야 오 안하드라토나 타니 방나트 로도 이라치 베츠노고 에도 에스 이다 에헛 아도 타하네 에야헛 아 투이상에 예난팀 나 타니 반하드라헤도타 파하드르스노 라 피헤아
So yeah, this is Shinele Marty. She auto so we that she man. Now could not toy greening snow, and she has a couple of about the shin around the 20th physical GDY, which was only a condition. According to that, Shinele by and she did any, not any, but had reason. According to that, this change is the same. Not any and show by your father, disease. Oh, and that's right. So, yeah, sure. I let Alan hear what it is. Because, so, yeah, sure, yeah, yes, in there. Cut it. Hardly, sure, yes, at such a hold on. I go, did the transparency, had Ninikea, Ecodoia, very this thing. I don't know, Codo H, the Naya, Prespas and all this. Ede tinigi do banal ti has amage hala peso has amage ni hit na pe do en shida da na tani do peda hala ya tna ye padolzin dichi dichi sai do tare is ka pena di shina do chi even ye de ti na tani has amage
ya so she has auto she has Jonathan Perry and Shadow Lake Colton do I don't know sha put a genius do to hey clean but she's chin Then I did that shit, but I did that shit. I don't show you the baseball, and I did a baseball. So, okay, this question that's been asked, my main view on this is that any law, any discussion, that the main purpose of these things is to implement for the people, and that the main discussion should be held by communities and chapters, and that the power should come from the bottom and work its way up. I would support local initiatives, and I would also encourage the voice of the public out there to influence these laws that are being made and discussed, and I would support allowing the public to view these things and also extending comment periods. Rather than a five-day comment period, I wouldn't push for an extended period for that.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Yate,
Thank you.
Okay, that was Marty. Thank you very much. Okay, you're listening to Politics on Annapolis Nation. Welcome all of our listeners throughout the world. We have quite a bit of, over about 12,000 right now that are listening. So welcome. Thank you very much for that. Of course, it's 4 minutes, 3 minutes, I think, before question. President Ben Shelley and First Lady Martha Shelley. Two hours with Lee and Deb Batone. Thank you very much. Donald and Ali from Shiprock, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And these are the people that I would conclude that really, really care, okay? And also we have Dale Chosey over here. Thank you very much. Then we have Mr. Chris Sashini right here. Julia, Kayadana Florida. Then we've got Dr. Joe Shirley Jr., former president, Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. Former Vicky Shirley, thank you very much. And also Canada and Babadina Edison Winika. Thank you so much for being here. Out of all the council delegates that are here with us and listeners, thank you very much. Real quickly, how many media are here? Media, raise your hand, media. Okay, I know there's some walking around the audience, so anyway, of course, we're going to continue with this dialogue on the show, and Marty Shabala, thank you very much for being here, and of course, you can be English. I was sitting there, I mean, called out of one campaign, so I didn't actually get out of here. I've seen it. It's over and over again. That's getting old. Now it's rebuilding. It's working together. Who's going to come up with this? Let's have these campaigns on an issue-oriented basis. That's what I would recommend. I'm going to stand by that, and we're going to be straight up with you guys. But we're going to ask the hard questions, and that's what it says on the internet. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here, and I want to have my spouse here, the long hands out in the audience, and from the women's perspective, just give us about just close down in about 30 seconds. So.
Al, it's been really great to be here tonight and be able to come together at this beautiful facility, the Navajo Nation Museum in Window Rock, Arizona. It has been wonderful to talk one-on-one with the constituents who are here tonight. So I want to really speak to those who are the constituents. That's what my address is going to those people who are registered voters, who are going to be the ones who set the path for whoever our next Navajo Nation president is. It is the interest of the people that is going to get the next candidate or the candidate to win. And if you, no matter how humble your background may be or how progressive your background may be, it's so important to articulate to these candidates the themes that are important to you. It might not be economic development. It might not be education. It might be something that they're not even thinking about. It might be the fact that you have too many sheep and they're overgrazing into somebody's land and you're having disputes with them. It might be something that they're not aware of. I encourage all the voters to go out there and meet these candidates and face-to-face continue to ask them the hard questions. Thank you, Cal. I can't.
All right. And we have, let's see, 14 seconds. I can't. Everybody, thank you again very much, and have a safe journey home. And we will see you on the campaign trail. I thank all the media who've been here, and the candidates, and the guests. Again, thank you very much. And this concludes this event. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, again, Cal Ned, we will see you on air next Wednesday.
Oh,
I have to take something.